Hi, it's Dan Fleet here with the latest. Aussies are getting right behind the government's COVID safe tracing app with downloads reaching 5 million, some 20% of the population. However, the government's today confirmed it's keen to see that number double. Our health minister has also issued a plea to those 6,000 who've recovered from COVID-19 across the country to donate blood in hopes of helping others who've been struck down with the illness. Greg Hunt says the plasma taken from donors is being used in trials in hopes of providing better treatment for those with acute cases.
Those people who are facing extreme conditions, ones who are in ICU, those that are in an advanced stage of the effects of COVID-19.
There's been close to 6,900 confirmed COVID-19 cases nationwide and 97 deaths since the outbreak began. On a bit of a lighter note, JobKeeper payments are rolling out from today. More than 728,000 businesses across the country have signed up, which should benefit 4.7 million workers across the country. The $1,500 fortnightly payment will be paid over 6 months. However, Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers is again calling for more of our casual workers to be looked after by the program.
Too many Australian workers have been left out and left behind. The longer the unemployment queues get, the harder it will be for our economy and our society to recover.
And one of our big music festivals has announced plans to go all Aussie when it kicks off later this year. Falls Festival organisers confirming the talent plane at its shows in December and January will be homegrown.
The Storm's preparing to train at an Aussie Rules Oval in the south of New South Wales.
The Albury Tigers came to Melbourne's rescue after council banned them from using the local facilities. Chief Dave Donoghue telling Fox Sports it's lucky other options are available.
A terrific surface, you know, albeit it's an oval-shaped ground, but, you know, it's got sleeves in there for the posts already. The markings are already down on the field and it'll abide by the NRL's protocols.
And Rugby Australia's paid tribute to outgoing director Peter Wiggs. He's stepping down from the role despite only coming on board in March.